News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. 2 weeks after a Hamas terrorist attack led to a massive Israeli air assault on Gaza, the Reuters news agency quotes the Israeli military as saying its ground forces conducted what it calls limited raids into Gaza, the objective saying, says the IDF, to kill gunmen and search for hostages. This a day after
a second aid convoy rolled into Gaza from Egypt, carrying desperately needed food, water, and medicine. Gaza's overwhelmed hospitals are not only operating without power, but adequate equipment and supplies.
Correspondent Charlie Daggett in Tel Aviv. Other fallout from the Mideast war here, concern about potential terrorism. FBI Director Christopher Wray on CBS's 60 Minutes.
We have seen an increase in reported threats, but vigilance is heightened right now just because of the fluid and volatile environment in the Middle East and the ways in which that could spin out in the U.S.
Without a Speaker of the House, nothing much is happening in Congress, even as President Biden pushes for more aid to two U.S. allies at war.
A handful of hardline conservatives say more aid to Ukraine is a non-starter, but funding to help Israel's war with Hamas has wide bipartisan support. The Senate is expected to soon pass its own version of an aid package to assist both countries and supply funding to help at the U.S.'s southern border, putting more pressure on the House to act.
Correspondent Skylar Henry, another House Speaker vote is now expected tomorrow. On the labor front, no movement in the auto worker strike and
actors remain on the picket lines as the longest strike in their union's history drags on.
Some people have fallen into depression. It's rough.
The talks broke down after studios claimed the union's demands, including a fee of 75 cents a year for every streaming subscriber, were too expensive.
Correspondent Danya Backus in L.A. With the nation's central bank still hiking interest rates to slow inflation, those higher credit costs across the board are hitting us all over. Mortgage rates now topping 8%, and retail credit cards also skyrocketing.
We found that the average retail credit card APR has hit a record high of 28.93%. That's really a staggeringly high rate, although it's worth noting that many retail cards actually charge over 30%.
That is Bankrate.com survey analyst Ted Rossman. Asian financial markets closed lower, Europe opening the same way, and U.S. market futures have turned down as well. The Dow down 69 points. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at Chase.com. .com/business premier. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. You may be aware that online crime is a huge threat, but did you know this problem could be a great career opportunity for you? Cybersecurity experts are in high demand and well paid. You can position yourself for this specialty in months, not years, at My Computer Career, even with no prior IT experience. Learn how you can train for this rewarding career at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 55, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, lows level off around 48, mainly cloudy skies expected. Overcast tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 73. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, engineer, and guest co-host, the one, the only, Mr. Luke Jameson Mathers. Lukester, it is Friday, October 20th, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Great to have you along. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, it's a Friday, and, you know, getting caught up this week now that I'm back, and then shaking off the rust and getting behind the board for the ones and twos as well.
But, you know, a professional, you never lose it. You always got it right at the old fingertips. You're ready to go. We appreciate Mr. Zommers. Now, here's what I want to note right off the top of the bat on the show. Mr. Zommers was going to take part of at least the show off today. He is out ill. He did not. He was not able to join you for
the
town call.
He had a scheduled absence today.
Right.
And that was on the books. We knew
later
that,
on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. He had a scheduled absence, mm-hmm. and he was not feeling the best. So he was going to do what he could. He did not know when we scheduled the absence today would be the final edition of Town Call.
Yes.
But it ended up being that way. And so he was like, I'm going to come in. I'm going to produce a show. And then unfortunately, just under the weather and wasn't able to make it. But we appreciate him as our producer for
yes.
Town Call. And we hope that he's feeling better.
We do. We send him best wishes. But here's the thing. Not only is Mr. Zommers out on the DL list or the, you know, not feeling well list, also our friend and, you know, ongoing contributor Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger NFL player, who normally is in on 1:30 every other Friday. This was his Friday. He also on the DL list, not feeling well today. And as I came in today, it is a picture perfect fall. It may be the last picture perfect fall day of the season with all the leaves brilliant. The sky is blue. The sun is out. It's exactly the type of day that one might come down with, you know, a case of something.
Are you accusing some individuals of playing hooky and not indeed under the weather?
I'm just saying, if I wasn't filling in for Matt Flynn this afternoon, I might not be feeling well either.
Ah, I see. I think you may have protested too much,
well,
Todd.
Maybe, perhaps. But no, we wish all the best to Mr. Zommers. We wish the best to Brady Ewing, and we'll have both of them back next week, and Brady in a couple of weeks here. You brought something up, Luke. I just want to take a moment to say thank you to you and to Will Walter for doing just a great job on Town Call the last few months. You know, you guys got kind of, you know, given this show, and I think that there are various reasons that we're not going to get into here beyond both of your controls, why it's not going to happen anymore. But I'm just going to say both of you, you and Will, are professionals. I thought it was a great show. I thought you did as the best job that you possibly could with the cards that you were dealt. I applaud you both, and I hope you keep coming back on our show on Tuesdays or whatever you want. And we're going to try to get Will on as well, because you're both valuable voices in the Civic Media family. And I just want to say thank you for all you've done.
Absolutely. I appreciate that, Todd. And you will definitely be hearing more from Will and I still in the future. Just making some changes across the broadcast lineup and just to better improve what we're putting out as the lineup here at Civic Media. And it's a growing... I've told you this since the beginning, Todd. Here at Civic Media, we've got some growing pains. We've got a Herculean task to be able to change the media landscape here in Wisconsin and refresh hometown radio. And I think both myself and Will are very aware of what needs to go into that. And and so, yeah, there's dynamic changes, and there will be continue to be changes and growing pains throughout the development of this growing radio network. And we're both just... I'm not going to speak for Will, but myself, I'm very, very happy that I get to play a role in what we're doing here at Civic Media.
And we're happy to have you continue to play a role as well, both of you. I also want to make it clear, as a completely self-serving point, I had nothing to do with this, because people are going to start. Here's the deal. If you've been listening,
Todd's concerned about this, folks. Todd is concerned. I keep trying to just downplay these concerns for him, but he has them nonetheless.
Here's the deal. I started, at Civic just in the mornings on as Charlie Behrens might say, three stations. And then they said, well, you're going to go network wide. I said, that's fantastic. And they said, you're going to go in the same time slot as Dueling Tangents.
And Tom Hartman.
And I got a lot of flack that I canceled Dueling Tangents, which I had nothing to do with. It's a great program. You and Brian are fantastic. If it would have been up to me, it would still be going. I had nothing to do with it. And so they put me in one to three. Fantastic. I'm happy to be here. And now they're moving us on Monday. We're going into the old town call slot. We'll be on from noon until 2. Once again, I am going to be accused of kicking Luke out of his audit, and I just want people to know.
Nobody's accusing you. You're thinking of yourself. We had calls after
the last time this happened. I'm sure we'll get calls again.
That's okay. They'll find me still doing random tangents on Tuesday afternoons in various time slots. So, therefore, I try to at least...
I just want to make it clear for the record on the air, I'm a friend of Luke Mathers and Will Walter. I'm a friend of their products and what they do, and I have nothing to do with these schedules. I just come in and I'm told what to do, and I try to do it. They say you're going to be on at noon today and maybe 7 o'clock tomorrow and 6 o'clock in the morning.
Hopefully there's nothing else like that.
You never know. I just try to come in, whenever the coach puts me in the lineup, I just try to make contact and put the ball in play.
We're playing baseball now? Okay. All right. I did not bring my mitt today, Todd. Well, I did not bring my mitt.
Well, you brought your newsy hat and microphone. We're going to get into this after the break. Here's what's going on. There has been another round of votes for Speaker of the House. We'll let you know how that did. And why is one of Wisconsin's own Republicans, he literally has left the ranch outside the country. We'll come back and talk about it after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Chance for scattered showers today. Otherwise, more clouds than sun. Highs level off around 62. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 56. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Temperatures reach up to 75. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, TGIF. It is Friday, October 20th, 2023, 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock, right? Yeah, we're still in the 1 o'clock times. I'm getting all
we haven't changed
out.
That on you quite yet.
Not quite. Luke Mathers, guest co-host on the board, in for Mr. Zommers as well. Happy to have him along. So lots of news to get to today. We're going to get to, and we will talk Wisconsin Badger football, Wisconsin at Illinois, down to take on the Berts of Champaign tomorrow afternoon. Big game, quite frankly, for both teams. But Wisconsin wants to have any hope to stay in the race for the Western Division, which is pitiful in and amongst itself. They have to win this game.
Tell us how you really feel, Todd.
I know, right? But the good news is, then we have a great on-air team, Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher, and you can hear that game. It streams across the Civic Media Radio Network on the Civic Media app. Just download it on either your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, into the search bar.